Hello and welcome to this course with me, Liz from Enjoy Confidence. I wanted to create this course as almost a foundation level in all the work that I do with clients. The course, although will be absolutely brilliant as a standalone thing, I think it's very, very useful to learn this stuff so that you are able to, rather than come to me as a therapist and me tell you individually how to look at things differently, to reframe and all the things that we do as a therapist, I wanted to create this as a reference for you to look back. You will understand where your thinking comes from after this. You will understand your emotions and the value in them as well. I find a lot of people, when they come to me, will want to erase certain emotions. We will deem them as being negative emotions or bad emotions, and that's actually never the case. There's always use in every single emotion that you have. It's just a case of working through it or being aware of what that emotion is there for. Because everything that happens in your body actually serves you, absolutely everything, all thoughts, all emotions, all feelings. They are all there to guide you in a way, but we are not actually taught how to do that. We're actually not taught how to think or process anything that comes to us, anything that we are left with. So that's exactly what I want to do in this course. It'll give you a really advanced foundation in how to relate to yourself. And believe it or not, that's always the end goal. How we relate to ourselves. Doesn't it actually matter at all how anyone else relates to us? It's always how we are doing it. And that might not sound very convincing, but I'm going to take you through a good few things that you won't find convincing anyway. So within this course, you'll notice that I will take you through things like the specific way you think, why you have parameters on those thoughts. I'll also be talking about rewiring, how to rewire your thoughts and create automatic better ones than you already have. I'll even be talking about conscious languaging, the judgments that you make and the effects they have on you, stretching your ability to think out with your normal way of being. And strangely, to begin that now, what I want you to do is look at everything that's negative within you. Now, that will almost always get a resistant response from people when I say that to them. And paradoxically, this is the reason that many, many people won't ever get the positive results out of their negative feelings and their negative emotions. Because we are programmed to try and get as far away from that as possible. We are programmed to be like, oh, no, I didn't want to look. I feel no too bad today. I didn't want to look at that. But in actual fact, only in facing everything that you deem as negative within you, having a look at it is how to clear it. So I know that many people, when they hear this, will go, no, that doesn't seem right. That's your resistance, okay? Your resistance is part of your comfort zone. Your brain is always trying to keep you in a really easy place to be. So it'll give you many, many reasons not to go into this. Like, oh no, I'm going out tonight. I didn't want to feel crap. Looking at your negativity, I don't want you to feel crap about it. So please don't use that as a reason not to do it, okay? Basically, what I want you to do is write down everything. And I do mean write down, okay? And again, here your brain will give you reasons like, what if somebody sees it? What if somebody looks at that? I'll be really ashamed. These are all just the stories that your mind's given you as an excuse not to do the work. I'll refer to that a lot through this course, the doing the work. And trust me when I say that this is what gives you everything that you're looking for. People are convinced that when they come to a therapist, I'm just going to magic something into your mind, something new, brand new. You have all the answers within you. You've just not been taught how to use them. So even when I say something throughout this course about doing something that you are going to resist doing, for whatever reason, there'll be many reasons, don't have time, I don't think this will work for me. That's my favourite. If you don't know how to work your mind, then you're going to have to trust me as we go through this. Find the time to do it, because nothing will give you a better return in your life. Absolutely nothing. That I promise you. This is the work that will give you unwavering confidence. This is the work that will, you will never see anything the same again with regards to other people being negative towards you. You will inherently know your worth after this course. You will absolutely know how to hold your boundaries and standards, and how to actually deal with people, how to be with people. Does that make sense? This, even if you resist it, is exactly what you need to function in your own mind brilliantly to get the results that you want. Whether that be with dealing with people, whether that's with losing weight, whether that's creating confidence, bringing your self-esteem back to where it should be. This is the absolute foundation of where this comes to. The positive psychology movement, it went a bit wrong with the just think positive, because all you really do when you try and over, you know, put positive thoughts over negative ones or negative emotions is you essentially ignore all of that and they fester away. Now, I've always called that the swamp, the swampy feelings. From swampy feelings and emotions come swampy behaviours and swampy attitudes. And that's when you get people in life that, you know, they don't have boundaries, they don't respond well to other people, they won't consider the other people. So, although I refer to it as swampy, what I also want you to keep in mind is it's not a disgusting, toxic swamp, although it can be if you let it fester and fester and fester without doing this work. That swamp is also the greatest environment for things to grow as well. So when I'm saying swampy, even that's not negative. There's two sides to everything. You have the, you know, what you ignore or what you resist persists, essentially. But you also have the greatest opportunity for growth here as well. So please do, at all points, if you have any questions, just let me know. Just send them to me. I have no problem with answering anything. Especially, it can be when I'm asking you to do this work, your mind can go a wee bit foggy, like I can't think of anything. And that, again, is just a brain response, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do this. Do you know what I mean? I'll make you think that you have to go and fold that laundry for 2 hours. Oh, no, look at that floor, that needs brushed. And also, it'll give you that sort of foggy feeling like, God, I could just really go to sleep. Your brain will do anything to keep you comfortable and keep you from doing this. But that's only because currently your brain doesn't know that this is the actual deep level comfort that you're really looking for. Do you know what I mean? Your brain only gives you what it thinks you want, which is, as you're safe just now, it's going to try and keep you there. Okay, I'm doing a whole training on this. One of the next trainings will be how to get through resistance and how to work around your comfort zone. So don't worry about it too much. Just do your best to follow on with what I'm saying, and it will get you to the other side of the course, and you will see the benefits of that. Okay. So just briefly today, what I want you to do, as I was saying, is write down everything that you deem negative about you, about your life. Basically the stuff that you feel you want to be rid of. Do you know what I mean? Now, what not to do, I'll explain this later in the course as well. Whenever you're looking at anything like that, the reason people don't want to look at it is because the feelings that come with it, you know, the feelings of hopelessness, the feelings of, oh my God, this is too hard, this is never going to change, I'm never going to get out there. And that's why positive thinking seems better. It seems like you want to get away from it at all. But what I want you to do is try and write that down with as little judgment as possible. And what that means is to be like, okay, this is just how I feel things are now, okay? So whether that's I have a relationship with this person and I feel like I have to have the relationship because we're related to them, but it really, really grates on me. I dread seeing them. I dread any contact from them, or whether it's like my money situation is absolutely garbage, I'm sick to death of it, I just feel like it'll never change, that kind of thing. But try and do it from an accepting place, okay? Try and not wallow, get in the pool or the swamp of those emotions and just be like, well, no, I'm not looking at this to be feeling all the crap that comes with it. I'm looking at this because I plan to transform it. This course will show you how to transform all of that. So be as honest as you can, but don't get dragged down into a pit of despair while you're doing it. That can seem, again, because we don't yet have the training for not getting pulled into a pit of despair. It can feel a wee bit, oh my God, this is too much when you're writing it, but go with it anyway. Go with it anyway, because that's going to serve as a foundation for the rest of this course, where I show you how to, what that's actually telling you, how to reframe how that looks completely. Basically, we'll change everything about it. We'll change everything about it. All you really have to do with this course is show up, okay? Keep showing up. Keep doing it, even when you don't feel like it. Now, again, I'll go into that again. I'll go into that really deeply about resistance and how to get over resistance, and the entire purpose of it, why you feel so strongly. You know, it's like that feeling of, I really should go to the gym, but it never happens. That's resistance as well, although quite a widely accepted resistance. We shall work on all of that, though. So for now, all I want you to do is write down everything you deem as negative, or even everything that you're worried is going to come about as being negative, everything you don't like, every reason that you would see a therapist for, okay? I want you to write it all down, and we are going to work, or I'm essentially going to teach you what therapists do on a really foundational scale, so that you can see where your thoughts and feelings are coming from and how you can empower yourself with them. Okay, so that's part one of the course, and part two will be with you shortly.